Welcome to the Winner's Walk podcast, where you will learn from today's top Christian leaders how to fulfill your divine destiny and to live the victorious life God has called you to live. By sharing their godly wisdom and stories of success, we hope our guests will inspire, educate, and motivate you to walk like the winner God made you to be. And now, here's the host for Winner's Walk, Neil Clark.
Hey, winners, this is Neil Clark. I'm your host, and I'm excited for today's show. We are honored and blessed to have as our guest today one of today's top Christian leaders, Mr. Dave Jones. Now, Dave grew up in Western Pennsylvania and spent most of his early childhood and adult life in the hockey rinks around the world. His love and skill for hockey led to a professional career playing in many countries, including Luxembourg, Russia, Slovakia, Switzerland, and finally Germany. After hockey, Dave identified his personal vision, which was to unify excellence in the marketplace, and has founded four thriving companies in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. Dave has a BS in management studies and has a master's degree in counseling sports psychology. Dave and his wife, Laura, have two children, Brady and Preston, and in his spare time, Dave coaches the Carolina Hurricanes junior hockey team and competes in CrossFit competitions. Personally, I met Dave about 20 years ago, and we've worked on several projects together, including God's Alphabet Soup, which was a DVD for preschoolers. Nice. And I know that Dave's goal is to raise Christian leaders and to maximize their potential in the marketplace. So it's my great honor to welcome Dave Jones to the podcast.
Thanks for having me on, man. Looking forward to this.
So can you tell me a little bit? I mean, I like to start these out with just asking people a little bit about their background. I gave a little bit in the bio, but can you give me a little bit of your background and how you started out?
Sure, man. Like you said there, I started off playing hockey up and down the East Coast of Pennsylvania, really originally from Pennsylvania, up and down the East Coast playing hockey. And I was fortunate enough to win a couple of state championships and then go up to Canada and play in the Tier 2 Junior A League. Came back, got drafted in the North American Hockey League, and got a slap shot in the face, shattered my nose in three different directions. And I asked this question of, what is it exactly am I doing with my life? And, you know, God answered that prayer with, you know, do something totally different. So I ended up going overseas and joining the Air Force, going overseas, and you know, I was really fortunate to have the opportunity to serve my country and also play professional hockey while I was in Germany. I've always tried to keep the Holy Spirit in front of me. I don't always do the best job of that, but always praying of what should we do next and asking God the question of, you know, every day I wake up, okay, Lord, what are we doing today? And just being obedient to that idea and doing the best I can to flow with what he wants to do, not what I want to do. Being a servant to him, not to me and my needs. And that has led through 17 years of building M is Good, which is a Christian ad agency. I asked God a challenging question back in 2008 of, am I really transforming ministries of the spirit of excellence? The answer came back, no. So I did the hard thing. I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to spend the money or the time, but I went back and got a master's in counseling sports psychology. That has opened up some doors to be the sports psychologist for Liberty University's hockey team. That's been a fun path the last 2 years. I'm going back up this fall to work with the team. Had a lot of success through that, but also a lot of success with building the agency up in terms of helping other spirit-filled warriors across the globe in their vision, mission, core values. Like, I'm fired up for that. You know, right. Fired up to be used by God, but also fired up to help other people bring out their talents and their treasures.
And that's awesome. And I think, you know, one of the things I want to back up a little bit, one of the things that you kind of glossed over there was, you know, you were on God, or you were on a path that you thought was going to be your mission in life, which was to play professional hockey, and then adversity hit. You got to you know, you got a puck right to the nose. And how did you deal with that situation?
Not well. You know, like, there's a lot of identity issues and self-image issues and a lot of struggle physically with pain. Like, it's probably the most excruciating pain that I think I'll hopefully ever feel in my life. Time of, you know, getting a slap shot in the face. I mean, it just shattered my nose, cut the nerves out from my teeth and my nose. So it's just like, I couldn't taste anything. And like, it was extremely painful, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, because I had to ask God questions and be able to adapt. You know, there was a book that came out a couple years ago called Who Moved My Cheese? Yeah. And it's like, you know, I just felt at that time period, my cheese was constantly moving. Right. And like, you know, just being able to be submissive to that word and be able to grow. You know,
now, was that God, when,
what are we doing?
Now, was that when you started to accept God? Is that when you accepted Jesus back after that? Or was it later on?
Yeah. No. Yeah, great question. No, I was 16 when I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And this was probably 20 when I got, I was 20 when I got my slap shot in my face. So I think the seed of being a Christian was there, but I certainly was not living out my faith. That, right. Not the way I do it now.
So let me ask you, when did you know what you were called to do? I mean, obviously you had success in hockey, but then you had a course correction. And an obstacle you had to overcome. And then what did God talk to you after that for what is the next step for Dave Jones?
Oh, man, I don't know that that's ever a climax. You know what I mean? I think that's a journey of really understanding what your purpose is. I have some ideas of what that looks like for me. Like, I know that I love unifying excellence in the marketplace. I gravitate to a mess. I know I love efficiency. I know I'm passionate about hockey. I know I'm passionate about being the best parent I can be, passionate about marketing and teaching. So, like, I look at different places of where I can funnel that energy in so I can feel fulfilled versus fulfilling a task or getting paid for, like, a, you know, like a skill set where I want to feel fulfilled in that. So I have these categories, but I'm always searching within that list that I just explained to be the best that I can be, whether it's through, you know, helping other individuals or through a piece of technology that can help other individuals or maybe a teaching concept. I've really gravitated towards what I call MEPS right now, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual side of things. So I love, because I feel like that's like the holistic part of a human being, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. This is where I love going up to Liberty to coach hockey players, you know, where in that space of mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual capacity, you know, getting to peak high velocity in your MEPS is a fun place to be. And I guess you could apply that towards, you know, business as well. Or organizations.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Well, let me ask you, I mean, what godly principles have you utilized or seen that have been the most successful for, you know, not only yourself, but also, you know, the people you train and coach in leadership?
Man, I think that I could probably over-Christianize this a little bit. And I try not to, you know, I think, again, like, of course, reading your Bible is good, you know, understanding the word. The more I read the word, the more it becomes alive to me, you know, and I'm 44 now, and I go, I'm starting to really believe this. Like, this is good stuff here, you know what I mean? Or I think maybe you would have gotten it, like, 10 years ago. I'm just going, man, this is cool stuff. Like, if you really believe this, this is going to change your life.
Right.
You know, and so, of course, you know, what tools? Read the Bible, man. Like, read it. Like, understand it. Know that it's written. It's the written word of God. Like, right. It will change your life if you choose to believe it. Right? And then I also think about awareness. Like, because I teach a lot of emotional intelligence now. You know, like, having awareness of who you are on your strengths and your weaknesses. I know it's not like over Christian and over spiritualizing things, but having an awareness of right now, my life is not very good, and being able to admit that and work from it. Because if you put up a mask and you try to manipulate that in some way or convince others that it's okay, then people can see through that. So I think being aware of who you truly are and what you can truly accomplish is a step in the right direction. I'm working with several hockey players right now, pro hockey players who are leaving because they are leaving the sport or they just got fired and are not going back. And having that first session with them and going, all right, you're in a bad place. Like, we're talking because you're in a bad place. It's pretty cool because now you go, yeah, I'm in a bad place and I need to move on from it. But pretending it's going to be okay, you know, and justifying that it's okay is a bad place to be, because then you got to work through the manipulation or the mask. Whereas just being transparent and authentic of where you are and what you're dealing with is a good place to be, coupled with the principles of the Bible.
Yeah. And I think that's probably a hard thing for a lot of people to do, is because we put up business masks and put up, you know, masks in our personal life and those kind of things. And then, you know, to really get authentic and get vulnerable with someone who can help you is really key. But did you have mentors, or did you have people in your life that were kind of helping you in this arena?
Yeah. So, absolutely, man. I got them all over the place. You got business, you got spiritual, you've got personal, you got, you know, relational, legal, you know, like, you got all kinds of, like, for me, I got them all over the place. Like, you know, and being able to discern that is super powerful. I know, for years I had a Messianic Jew as a mentor. You know, like, understanding the Bible in Hebrew is a whole nother level, man. Like, wow. You know, just powerful information there. Dick Rubin was there for me for many, many years. But yeah, absolutely. The more mentorship that you can have, the better in every area of your life, you know?
Yeah.
And so I kind of look it down as spiritual, right? Personal, legal, you know, like, you can't have enough of them.
Right. I know that you're working with the FCA and the hockey and putting together a platform that you can point people to for devotions and getting in the word and doing those kind of things that you talked about. Tell me a little bit about how all that came together and where people could go to maybe do that if they happen to be, you know, somewhere away. I mean, we support the local church and need to be engaged there, but, you know, if you happen to be in a situation where your kid's playing soccer or basketball or hockey somewhere and you can't, there are a lot of devotions and resources available.
Yeah. So, you know, every day we do ODB, our daily bread. That's a cool one. That I use organizationally. It's outstanding. You know, on the hockey side, I actually built out a devotional. It's called FCA22.com or FCA22.org. This is it's specifically built for hockey players, the start of the season, middle of the season, and the end of the season, which is the grind. We built it out into 3 chapters. And it's a ready, set, go format, which is the same format that FCA uses across the country. So ready is the scripture, set is the message, and then go is the actual scriptures that support the message. And then we put video behind it. So we went out and basically had some pro athletes film the actual ready, set, go. Mm-hmm. And so it takes you through the season. It's a really cool tool that I'm super proud of. A lot of time and a lot of investment last summer that we went through. We shot it in Fargo, North Dakota, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Salt Lake City, Utah. And so FCA 22 just walks you through the season. Now, if you're playing a soccer or basketball or football, you could use it. The messaging there is fantastic in terms of getting you through the season, what you're dealing with new teammates and attitude, and, you know, when the grind is tough, what do you do? How do I pray? What do I pray in front of teammates or coaches, having those insecurities there? Like, it's got a great format that that any youth player in America could use. It just happens to be tailored towards hockey.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. I think that's great, man. I think that's a great tool to be able to
get. Have you looked at it yet?
Yeah, I have. I have.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure we get it on the screen and so that everybody can check that out. So that'll be great.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what are the words of wisdom would you give our listeners regarding how to excel, how to succeed? I know you do a lot of performance coaching in whatever God's called them to do.
Yeah. So in this particular area, what I sense is that people like to do a lot of things, and instead of concentrating on one. You know, it seems like we like to go wide, then we like to go deep. Right. So, you know, if you like working out and you're a coach, you know, and you happen to be in CrossFit, be the best CrossFit coach you can be. You know, if you like accounting, you know, be the best accountant you can be. You know, there's so much wealth in depth than there is in width. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you want to be if you want to be a coach, you want to be an electrician, you want to be a wood maker, you want to be a, you know, a software engineer, you want to do all those things, whatever it's on your heart, you know, like, you know, do all, you're not going to be that good. Right. And right. So the more deep you go in any particular field, the better you're going to be, and you'll be busier than you ever will be. And you'll be more profitable. That's right. My issue. Whatever God's got you doing. Right? Just do it really well. Don't try to and like pretend like you're an expert in all them. Now, early on in your career, if you got to like, don't know what you want to do, like, yeah, like test some things and see. But at the end of the day, like, focus.
Right.
You know, I think the media is awesome. But also, the media is a huge distraction, and what we're focused and what God's called us to do can be a distraction.
Well, I know you talked about, and I've heard you talk about many times about disengagement and how workers are disengaged and how, you know, people aren't where they needed to be, you know, where they are, where they're called to be for the most part, or they're just doing a task because it's a task to do. And you've always encouraged people to do what God's called them to do.
Yeah. So like, you know, the world's going to say, go to school, get good grades, get a job. You're going to get paid for that based upon a skill that you've learned. Well, I believe that, and I think scripture will support this, is that, you know, God has called us to have a level of fulfillment, that there's some level of self-actualization that's going to happen, that you want to feel fulfilled and empowered and in love and respected for who you are in God's image. That we were put on this planet to glorify God with our talents and our abilities, right? Not necessarily our skill, right? And so when the world says, go to school, get good grades, get a job, and then Gallup comes behind with a poll that says 65% of the U.S. economy is disengaged at work. That's one in three people. They're disengaged. 10% of the U.S. economy trusts management. Like, we don't trust each other. 1% of the world economic system trusts management. 1%.
Wow.
You know, and so like this model of go to school, get good grades, get a job, is leaving people unfulfilled and unhappy because we're not tapping into what fulfills us, right? And what will glorify God. And so I've had the pushback before going, well, I have a passion to be an actor, but there's no money in it. And I said, wait a second. Are you telling me that there's no money being an actor? Yeah. I'm like, well, there's no money in it for you for being an actor, right? Because you haven't dived into your skill set and invested the time to be a good actor or actress. No money in it.
Right.
right? So people don't leave jobs because of pay. They leave jobs because they don't feel respected and loved and are appreciated.
Right.
Right. They don't feel valued and fulfilled. That's the bottom line. So how do we get there, man? You got to dive deep in what God has called you to do.
Right. Well, that's awesome, dude. Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, are there any resources that you recommend? I know you recommended the Bible, and obviously that's something we can do. Are there any resources other resources you would recommend?
Oh man, there's so many great books out there about fulfillment. I love right now, I'm going to mess up his last name, Pat Luciani, The Power of Fulfillment, Engagement. He also wrote the book Naked, which is like getting true with yourself and helping people. I'm involved in emotional intelligence, you know, anything on EI, I'm investing time in, but that's just me, you know?
Right.
So,
Well, that's awesome, man. Well, hey, we appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to connect with us at www.winnerswalk.com for more information on our next podcast and to download your free checklist, the 10 success principles of today's Christian leaders that you can copy. God bless and walk like the winner God made you.